Welcome back to the PEXX podcast, which tracks the evolution of the airline passenger experience and aviation's sustainability initiatives. With nearly two decades of experience in IT security and secure video streaming, Illinois-based software company IdeaNova has made a name for itself as a trusted partner to airlines, IFE firms, and in-flight connectivity providers. But even though it has worked with some of the biggest names in aviation, from Delta and United to Thales and SPI, which is now known as Rave Aerospace, IdeaNova has largely flown under the radar. That's about to change. As IFE NC evolves, IdeaNova's portfolio, which includes edge caching and PED casting solutions, is well positioned to support industry's adoption of the connected seatback. And for aircraft that are disconnected, IdeaNova plans to debut an offline AI engine for IFE at the upcoming Aircraft Interiors Expo in Hamburg. We got the chance to sit down with IdeaNova's co-founder and CEO, Yuri Siska, at the Apex Tech 2026 conference in Los Angeles to learn more. Speaking with Yuri of IdeaNova at the Apex Tech Conference in Los Angeles. IdeaNova, a little bit of a kind of an unsung hero in the space, Yuri. You are involved in a lot of projects, but let's get stuck into it first. Number one, how are you finding this conference?
I think this is the best Apex Tech Conference. Honestly, I enjoy a lot of the sessions. I enjoy talking to people. I think people came here with focus and with growth potential, right? Everybody is thinking about the new opportunities that connected aircraft brings in from us, from our perspective, us as a technology providers. We are interested in embracing some of these new technologies such as AI, edge caching, and making it work for aviation.
Your company got involved in IFE initially through the DRM work that you were doing for partners. Talk to me a little bit about that entry point.
Yeah, so our first project was really with Gogo. And we were hired to work on a first wireless IFE. I think at that time, it was the first wireless IFE in the world. And it was a good project, but during that time, I realized how difficult the DRM was. You know, and my background in particular was in secure application development. So after a while, we realized that the DRM consulting was kind of in the infancy. Certainly nothing to use for aviation industry. And after the Gogo project, I really started working with Panasonic because they realized that we were able to do a good job with them. And then after that with United. And shortly after that, we done a lot of projects in this space with other IFE vendors and airlines.
You have done a lot of innovating in the last 18 years with multiple different products that are used. Lately, edge caching and multicasting and casting products that are supporting the IFE industry, but also programmatic advertising. Talk to me about how everything has evolved there in the last few years.
Yeah, so we do innovate a lot. That's probably the key ingredient behind our success. And we kind of have to, right? You know, we're not necessarily the size of Panasonic or Thales. And we can't compete with them at that scale, not that we want to, but bring the enthusiasm for technology to aviation industry in a form that is readily used and absorbed by IFE vendors or airlines if they desire to do so. And we are passionate about innovation. You know, all the technologies that you mentioned, In-Play Flow, which is the casting product, it allows us to bridge the gap between personal device entertainment and seatback. So you can use your own device to cast content to a seatback. It is a great product. We continue evolving that. I think that it's many passengers that are that come across a product like that are interested in it, right? They are excited about it just because it brings a feature and functionality that they might be used to at home to an aircraft where there's a lot of time to spend in front of a screen.
For sure.
We're quite excited about the edge caching space as well. We do a reference implementation for edge caching for Streaming Video Technology Alliance. So that is something that helps us to kind of bridge the expertise from the streaming media industry to aviation. We still do a lot of DRM stuff, a lot of kind of player enhancements, cool technology that we showcase usually at AIX and trade shows to our customers and potential prospects is synchronous watching of content. So if you and your daughter or your family member want to watch the content at the same time, you can do that with our player. So features like this are come out of the box basically for us.
Okay, very, very good. So then in the last 2 days, we've heard a lot of great sessions about how IFEC is evolving. What really lights your fire and what is the most relevant then to what your portfolio of work and portfolio of products can support then over the last 2 days of what has been discussed?
Yeah, so I think connectivity, better connectivity allows us to do a lot of things faster. You know, being able to update our platform or airline platform faster to make sure that it's using all the new functionalities and features, also fixes, you know, security fixes, updates, and so on. But not only the platform itself, but content as well. You know, as you know, the content upload cycles are extremely painfully lengthy in the aviation industry, and we'd like to change that. So connectivity helps us to populate the cache, pre-populate the cache at the time when the connectivity is cheaper, for example, and just making sure that passengers are going to have maximum amount of content that they need at the quality they need as well. Yeah. So we do a lot of work in kind of a high resolution content, you know, 4K,
yeah,
HDR, and that obviously takes a lot of bandwidth. So we're hoping that at one point we will be able to upload HDR content, a movie library full of HDR stuff.
Wow. And in terms of then you're looking for the pipe to be able to support that, but you're going to use presumably plenty of aggregation technology and the like and compression technology.
Right. So
to manage that, even if you have a Starlink or whatnot.
Trickle upload, I think that's the key term there. You know, making sure that we are going to be leveraging the connectivity at the time when it's not expensive.
Okay.
You know, like for example, if you're at the gate, you might have access to the network that is a lot cheaper than the network on a while you're flying. So during that time, that might be a good opportunity to upload the content, large library sizes. When you are on an aircraft, the connectivity can be leveraged for IPTV things, being able to stream content that other passengers want through edge caching, load that content on an aircraft computer and aircraft server, and then stream it from there to the rest of the passengers. And then connectivity enables that and also saves the bandwidth and saves money at the end of the day to airlines.
Okay. Obviously, one of the big topics here, and studios are concerned about the kind of unfettered streaming in flight of the terrestrial, you know, licensing not covering in-flight licensing. And during the Apex Expo, there was a lot of conversation around, you know, do we double down on DRM to fix this issue, or what are the answers? From where you sit as a DRM expert, do you have some answers to this conundrum?
Yeah, so I can't speak on the licensing terms, right?
Yeah.
You know, those are things that need to be rehashed with between the studios, content providers, the airlines, and their lawyers, and so on. But we do whatever is necessary from a technology perspective to enable controls that make their agreements possible and makes the content safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that we are ultimately heading towards a future where passengers are simply going to expect to be able to access their own, you know, your bring your own license kind of model? Is that ultimately what's going to happen? I know Panasonic's Andy Mason on stage says he thinks that we're going to eventually get there. Do you think we will as well?
From a technical perspective, I don't see a reason why not. That is really not a question of if, but when.
Okay.
From a kind of more IFE perspective, I think there is work to be done on making the IFE content more attractive than the streaming media content that passengers can get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what airlines can do to differentiate themselves. It's just my technology's mm-hmm. point of view. But I believe if they do that right, then there is a passenger is going to have a choice, and they're also going to have a convenience of using the content that was curated specifically for them versus content that is generic or maybe is specific to their particular profile, but might not necessarily be unique enough that the airline might be able to find.
Okay, very good. You recently wrote an op-ed for us, which was very well received. You know, there's a lot of airlines out there flying older IFE hardware. They've spent a ton of money on it. They're not ready to give it up just yet, and passengers are still viewing it, still watching it. They want to hang on to it. Talk to me about providing solutions to airlines to let them hang on to their IFE kit a bit longer.
Yeah, so that's our another kind of secret sauce behind our success, is that we are deeply entrenched into engineering technologies and solutions that airlines need, as well as the hardware that is available on aircraft. And as you might know, the hardware is many times very old.
Mm-hmm.
It's underperforming the expectations of the technology that is available today. You know, if you have an AI that is AI system that requires data center to operate on the ground, you know, it's impossible, and it is impossible to deploy stuff like that on aircraft. So we are trying to figure out how to get the most utilization out of existing hardware. And it's in the history of our company, it really was kind of the key driver to be able to deploy more complex technological solutions on hardware that is available on aircraft. At one point in our history, we were showcasing these DRM platforms running on a Raspberry Pi, and we still do that for many of our customers or many of our demos. And I think that's a good kind of benchmark to be able to showcase what is possible in much smaller hardware footprint than what would you expect from either brand new IFE platform or from platforms that run on the ground.
For sure. Very interesting. Other themes then that have been discussed, for example, over the last 2 days, or that you're tracking specifically in the market that is very relevant to your company. Obviously, the connected seatback is highly exciting, and that's going to be facilitated by edge caching. Did anything particular over the last 2 days resonate with you with what you guys are doing?
That's a good question. I have to think about it.
I know we've had a lot of really great presentations. It's just been really, as you say, it has been a really terrific conference.
I really like the point of view of the content service providers about the curated content specific to passenger needs. You know, personalization of the content and personalization of the whole experience. So at the upcoming AIX, we're going to be talking about our AI platform.
Okay.
And Celeste, Kate mentioned us as well. You know, we've been partnering with them on building their platform. But beyond that, we enhanced that to be able to run AI in environment that has limited or even no connectivity. So we can run some of the learning models on the aircraft, even if it doesn't have connectivity. So the personalization, I think, is going to be possible for any kind of platform out there.
Okay, so for example, you could go talk to a low-cost carrier or an ultra-low-cost carrier and say, you know, we can give you kind of a light experience here using AI creatively to personalize even without a connectivity pipe.
Yeah, and those conversations actually happen already at this conference.
Are you talking to Michael O'Leary yet?
Well, not Michael, but I talked to Air5, for example.
Okay, oh yeah, they're great.
And our long-term customer, Blue Box, and so we are in discussions about that, and hopefully they are going to embrace it.
Okay, very good. There is a concern in the market about obsolescence, insofar as when an airline orders an aircraft, obviously it's taking years sometimes, and by the time that aircraft rolls off the line, the IFE system, you know, isn't the newest and the best. And then in the interim, there's supply chain constraints, there's potentially chip constraints, and there's AI eating up a lot of memory. There's all sorts of challenges. Is there anything from an obsolescence standpoint that you guys are looking at or addressing?
Well, I mean, we always do that, right? That's kind of our bread and butter. We need to make sure that we expand the lifespan of the hardware platform because it's a big investment for airlines. But also on the software side, you know, aviation companies are not, or airlines are not always able to update their software either to the brand new libraries. So many times we have to retrofit a new software platform to an OS or OS type of framework that is several years old and would not necessarily support this new IFE platform.
Oh, interesting. Okay, very good. I know you've got to catch a flight. Any kind of final thoughts then about where IdeaNova sits right now and what your plans are for the future? Any kind of five-year goals for your company?
We'd like to grow, I think, and we'd like to provide more functionality and more features to the aviation industry. And just like at the beginning, we want to create beautiful products that are fun to use by passengers. Mm-hmm. And the more we understand the use cases that the airlines are trying to accomplish, and the more we fly ourselves and understand what passengers expect, the better prepared we are on preparing software platforms for passengers to embrace. I do have some specific business goals, obviously, that I'm probably not going to share with you right here. But,
what a shame.
But, you know, we plan on being around and providing value.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.